Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck show. Jordy Fee Platt, joined by missions manager Chris Tremme. First of all, what are the early impressions on this season with this group? What are some of the things that these guys do well and some of the things that maybe you're focused on as the weeks roll along here?
Yeah, starting the year, all these guys, we have player plans for them all, and we have expectations for all of them, for things to work on within their game to help them improve and move forward, and also help the team as well. I think that them paying attention to that and working at it, and the work we've been able to get in the first couple of weeks of the season has been really good. This group wants to do well. I think the outcome so far has been a little less than what we were hoping for. But it is early in the season, and we kind of dug a little hole to climb out of. But what we have to do is play consistent baseball, not worry about what's already happened, but worry about what's going to happen tonight, and then focus on what's going to happen the next day.
What's the messaging to this clubhouse to keep the spirits up when you're not getting those wins early in the season? Kind of focusing on the things that you are pleased with.
Yeah, I think a lot of it goes to what I mentioned about focusing on the now and not the past or really too far in the future. It's like be in the moment where you're at right now and be focused on today. And then when tomorrow comes, we'll focus on tomorrow. And the work and the ideas and the player plans and the things that they have in mind that we as a staff and they as a player are working on it's a process. It's, you go through and you build little momentum at a time. And, as Craig, our major league manager, likes to talk about stacking the bricks. And I think that's important for these guys to learn that's what they're doing is stacking the bricks, both as an individual and as a team. And if they continue to do that, I would think the outcome would be more on our side than it has been so far.
13 years as a manager in the Guardians organization, 7 as a field coordinator with the Reds. What excited you about getting back into the dugout and also just coming to this organization in particular?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think those are two different type roles. And within that, there's different levels that I've been at managing, from A ball to AAA to AA when I was with Cleveland, now back to AA here. I really enjoy being around the guys and being able to work with them and try to help them, and the game itself and the competition is really providing for me to have, a lot of fun getting back in the dugout. Enjoyed the years in Cleveland. Cleveland was great to me. We had some good teams. I was lucky and had really good players while I was over there. Enjoyed the Reds, who were great to me as well, and learned from that job in that role. And I did enjoy, most of that role, and I enjoy most of managing roles, but it's like anything else. Like there's always a little bit of good or a lot of good usually, and maybe a little bit of bad in any type of role. But where I'm at right now, my preference and mindset, because I'm in San Antonio right now, I'm from the state of Texas, I'm not too far from home, and like I'm in a really grateful spot right now of being able to work and do something I love.
Just going to ask you, being from Houston, played at the University of Houston, how nice has it been to be back in your home state and in some familiar places?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I don't know a ton about San Antonio. I'm familiar with it. I travel through here a lot. I grew up in Texas, so everybody knows about San Antonio. And it's really fun being here. I really enjoy it. I think that there's a long tradition here. I played here 20-something years ago, and it's kind of neat, or was kind of neat, to walk back into a park I hadn't been in 25 years or so. Brings back a few memories, and then, hopefully we can make a lot more memories moving forward.
What sort of insight, being in that overseer role that you were in with the Reds, can you bring into the dugout? What are some of the things that you kind of took away from that? You kind of went away from managing, you go back into it. What are some of the things you can take away from it?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot in both the roles as a manager with Cleveland, in the role, especially as field coordinator, especially early on, and continue to learn as I went through that process. But to answer your question, coming back in, there are things that early on in my career I didn't think about as much as I do now, and that just comes from experience and being through some things, and then kind of sitting at a different, with a different lens, or at a different, chair for a while, and then realizing what I already knew, but kind of it just reinforces things. And guys work so hard, staff members, especially in the minor leagues, at every job. And it just, it's a reminder of like things I knew, but it's nice to get reminded of it, both from, you know, the first go around as a manager, and then as a overseer, if you will, and then as a manager again. And I think or hope it's helped me with my communication with the people who are now in the role I was in, versus when I first started out, I might not have understood that quite as much. So I hope that I've learned from that, and I hope that that provides a better communication source.
What do you like about the Padres and their philosophy specifically in your first season?
Yeah, I think they're very player-driven. I mentioned the player plans before. I think there's attention to detail. They're interested in developing the major league player and the person, which is really important. It's a really good thing. And they're organized in doing it, and they work hard. And the expectations are high. And that's just, to me, is just a indicator of a strong organization that is going to be high achievers.
This team has a lot of guys who've been with multiple organizations, some getting second chances, others have just kind of bounced around. You as a player experienced some of that. How can you translate some of your experience as a player to help these guys deal with all these transitions and all the changes?
Yeah, that, you know, learning through as a player, early on, to make it brief, I played for one organization for about 3.5 years, and then I kind of just got on the taxi all over the place and changed every year and during the year and year to year. And so I learned a lot about that process of how to think about it, how to react to it, how to communicate on it, how to understand it a little bit. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things is how to understand like the environment you're in at that time and what's being asked of you. And it's not always what you want. And then how do you react to that? And how do you take that next step as an individual and as a player? And then as a staff member, I got to see it from the other side of like the conversations that happen. And we're all talking about the same thing, but you're looking at it from a little different perspective. And then as a kind of field coordinator, it's another layer of that, and then back to managing. So I have been fortunate enough to be around long enough to have a lot of those experiences, and definitely don't have all the answers or probably even the best answers. But I do have a lot of experience to talk to players sometimes about what they're going through, and to be able to kind of identify sometimes like where their head's at, whatever the situation is, and then be able to hopefully help them navigate themselves through that a little bit smoother.
Of course, a lot has changed in minor league baseball since you were a player, but are there any things in particular that you've seen as this game translates and as the minors translate over the years that is quite amazing? Maybe the things that you experienced that some of these guys aren't experiencing in the same way?
Well, there's players that came before me and staff members came before me that probably would tell stories as well. And, you know, the old cliche of, you know, walking up a mountain barefooted in the snow and all that, you know, it's kind of real. Like when you talk about it, it's like there's been a lot of changes, and I've been around long enough to see a lot of them. And I think it's really good for the players now, and I think they appreciate it. I know that some of them don't understand what it used to be like when, you know, you were paying your own rent, you had to find your own food, you weren't making any money at all, you were riding bad buses. And all those things are things I wouldn't trade because they're great experiences in my life. But it's really good now for the players to be able to, be compensated a little bit better, be taken care of a little bit better, better nutrition, better resources than what was there in the past. And I think it's all positive, and I hope they appreciate it because it's trending, has been and trending much better on their behalf as a professional athlete.
Are there any guys in particular that have stood out early in the season to you that have really impressed you? Maybe guys who you weren't expecting to start the way they have, that have stood out, a Carson Tucker maybe, for example, but certain guys that come to mind for you?
Yeah, not that I didn't expect it, because I know Carson's got a lot of ability, and he's shown that. He's really played well in the first two or three weeks of the season, had a good spring training, really performed very well. So not that it's surprising, but it's good to see. You know, we've had some other guys, you know, Cedeno's starting to hit now, which you know he's going to hit. He's always hit. When he first got here, it was 8 at bats. It wasn't great, but it's been good since then. Romeo's starting to find his, you can really see him starting to lock into the plate more than maybe the first 30 at bats. So that's been good to see. We played good defense. In the outfield, Ty Roberts has been really good. We've had some assist play. Tucker even made an assist play. Arnia's throw a guy out the other day. Carp's throwing some guys out. Murphy's done a nice job in the outfield. Our infield's been pretty solid for the most part. Made some great plays that really helped. And then, both of our catchers have done a nice job. And, especially, Ethan has been really good in the recent games. And don't expect anything less moving forward. So none of that surprises me, but they are good things to see.
Your background as a catcher, how much do you enjoy working with these guys closely? You're always out there giving them some extra work. How much do you enjoy specifically that position, knowing how much experience you have, the pain that comes with being a catcher?
Yeah, I love being on the field. I always have. I hope that I can help players, push them, pull them back, give them some information, listen to them, be a sounding board, whatever it might be. Like, all of those things come into play, and I just really enjoy being on the field, and a lot of like personally, selfishly, my pleasure comes from when I see a player succeed in something they're trying to do or eventually get to the next level or play in the big leagues, and that's really the reward for me, and I think most staff members, coaches would agree with that.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch